So over the weekend, we had a little incident where we kind of lost the remote, and I'm sure everyone's experienced this, you, me, family members, where it just disappears. And we literally looked all over for this thing, and I said to her, "Man, I said this remote is like a Ben Affleck movie. It's gone, girl. It's like a Hall & Oates song." She's gone. But wouldn't you know it, it turned up in a basket that my lady used to help her clean the bedroom. Who'd have thunk it? It's sitting in a makeup, it was a little makeup basket on a shelf in the bathroom. Of course it was. Because that's where it goes. Sure. So, hope you all had a good weekend. I had a fabulous weekend despite several moving variables. One being that my car is in some kind of like purgatory, some kind of Dante's Inferno type purgatory type thing. And it's a very simple, I don't know, I say that, simple task at hand, but see, we live in like an alley that's kind of a banana republic of sorts. Like, there's like these Middle Eastern guys or something on one side that are working on it's like this makeshift car repair maintenance business that had begun to be built, like an entire structure that partway through they had been instructed to stop building by the city. And but they just care, you know, they kept moving forward, right? It's like the American dream. Like I say, like immigrants and people that are fairly new to the country do the American dream much better than the Americans anymore. I mean, it's just like they just fucking put their head down and go. Like, it's like, obstacle? What obstacle? You know, barrier? Well, I guess it's a barrier, but I'm still doing this. I'm still, like, they've got a lift in there for their cars, but like the city's got stuff posted all over their bare plywood walls, their bare plywood wall exterior that says cease construction immediately. They're like, fuck it, we still got shit to do, man. And they're in there, you know, using lifts and working on cars, and like there's no formalized weight room office. It's fascinating. But next to them is where my car is, and they were I don't know what the agreement was, but the place where I bought my car is a neighbor to them, who they rented the space from, the owner of the car dealership. And they I don't know if their lease ended or whatever, but they had to get their shit out. So Sunday night, it's like 9 something, and they're literally just moving equipment out. Like, it's chaos. It's fucking chaos. Like, the owners of the car dealership next door to them, who own the space, are out there like overseeing everything, like as they get their equipment out. And then I see my car, and I'm like, is this gonna be going into some kind of probate? I mean, am I gonna get my car back, or what are we doing here? But nevertheless, it's fascinating. Like, it's starkly bizarre and fascinating, and all at the same time. And it's just the American dream here playing out right in this alleyway as I sit here in my lady's car now. Last time I came to you from my car, the morning of, but prior to it being taken into the shop. Now it's you know, I feel bad. It's like a two person team over there, but there's a bunch of people because like the whole place was just filled with cars. It looked like an old German mechanic shop, you know, like old brick building, you know, and then inside it's like fucking like antiquated. Nothing's really it looks like it's been there from like the Mesozoic era, but there's cars everywhere in different states of disrepair, but they're all got there, so they had to clear all that out. Literally, like, Friday night. Let's see, where was I Friday night? Yeah. I think they were clearing that shit out Friday night. And then Saturday. Yeah, Friday. Friday was great for me. How was your weekend, by the way? Like, how are you guys doing? Like, how are we, you know, summer's almost over. Although we gotta say goodbye. For the summer, it's almost as over as fast as it started, and what do I have to show for it? Well, lots of stuff, man. Don't take that tone with me. How are you guys doing? I mean, did you get that thing cleared up though? Did those bumps go away? That odor that was coming out from under the freaking shower pan there, did you get that clog taken care of? That thing that looked like just a mass of like wires and just a creepy like subterranean dwelling thing that was yanked up from the drain and just thrown into the corner of the shower pan, left for some other unsuspecting fool. Did you do that thing that your neighbor's been harping on you about, you know, like you were trimming those bushes, you know, like you were trying, you thought you were going to sculpt them into some kind of like a bonsai type creature or like a Disneyland type sculpting like animal out of your bush. But your neighbor's like, you got to just trim that shit, you know, just get it done with. And did you get that taken care of? How's things going? My weekend was amazing. Despite all the chaos that I just watched literally unfold. I mean, it just, I'm literally looking out this, looking out my bedroom window. And, I went a little high there. Man, how did I hit that note so early in the morning? But, I'm watching all this stuff take shape out here. Like, it's really a two-man operation. And although there seems to be other characters involved, like they're kind of suspect individuals who kind of came out with trailers on like Wednesday late Tuesday, then into Wednesday, loading up shit, getting it out of there. I don't know. I don't think they had anticipated leaving as abruptly as they had to. So maybe a tentative agreement, strange kind of tenuous agreement, but nevertheless, my car, I'm looking at my car right now. It's just it's like the Death Star after it got blown up in the very first Star Wars, you know, and then in the subsequent rebuilding phases, it's just kind of hanging out there, kind of like 80%, you know. That's about what my car's looking like right now. It's got like parts in the back seat. It's a crazy world, man. Crazy world. I don't know, but then, you know, but the duo that are working on it, they're out there in this heat. You know, it's like 100. It was still 103 degrees at like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, right? Going into the evening, and they're out there. I mean, I don't know. My lady seems to think they're tweakers. I don't know. They work steadily and pretty hard for tweakers. And nevertheless, you know, if they do a good job, fuck it, you know. But it's just, it's this, kind of conversion or a confluence of chaos that it's just like, it's either you do it this way or you wait like 3 weeks to get it done at like another shop that'll use like, you know, generic parts or shit like that. I don't know. So, so I bit the bullet and I said, she offered, I'm like, fuck it, let's go. She's like, it's just fucking insane. Like, she travels she commutes all the way up here to Roseville from the Pocket area, which is down near the south end of Sac, like closer to Elk Grove, really, which, by the way, I still haven't seen any elk in Elk Grove. I don't think there's any elk out there. But she makes the trip and she could very well be, it kind of fits the profile, but she's kind of the steadiest, hardest working tweaker I've seen. So we'll see. It's just fucking, it's a roll of the dice, no? Like much of life. And, so you just got to keep, again, you really have no choice. You got to keep moving forward. So Friday was, Friday morning, I had a 9 a.m. early route running stuff up in the foothills. And then, before I did, just the one obligation I had, in town, and I stopped by the little Airbnb up in Jackson in the foothills where I rented for next weekend. So it's gone. It's on. It's the wheels are in motion. Anticipation's building. We got my twins coming up with their friends. It's like they got the ghost equipment already in the house. There's the cemetery that's in walking distance from that. I mean, it's all, the pieces are in place. And then, so that's going to go off without a hitch this Friday. So I'm heading up there this Friday. It's a two night minimum. And then, so I booked it out through Saturday. And then it's right off the main drag of Jackson, of Old Town Jackson, where they've got some pretty good looking restaurants, or little pub style places. Fuck it, let's go. And yeah, it's gonna be fun. So that's going off next weekend. This is how quickly this summer is gonna be a wrap. And then so after that, the twins are taking off for Ireland like the day after. And then the following weekend, it'll be the World Athletics Championships are starting August 18th through the 27th. And so that's gonna take some of my attention. So that's 2 weekends from now. And then the weekend after that is UTMB in Chamonix, France, where Courtney DeWalter is going for like the triple of all triples after winning and breaking the course records at Western States and Hard Rock 100 in Colorado, like fucking just beast mode. And then that'll be like the 20, when is that? UTMB is, yeah, August 28th through September 3rd. And then when is fucking Labor Day? Labor Day is the 4th, which is the official end of summer. I mean, it's just ending so fast. It's just a wrap. It's all too, which is okay. Like I have to stay occupied and just for the sake of my own sanity, particularly this time of year because of the heat does, like, that's why my car is, it's got a gasket, a valve cover gasket that, the heat was just wreaking havoc on. So this time of year, I just kind of cross my fingers and hope like everything goes well, you know, because you see this, these little pockets of this extreme heat are just are laying waste to these cars on the highway. You just see them pulled over, hood up, or waiting, or their hazards, waiting for the tow truck or some shit, you know. And so I just hold my breath this time of year that I get through. Once I get through August, I'm good. But what did you do this weekend, John? Well, I'll tell you. After Friday, now here's the cool thing. I've had my gear out at the nudist colony out of Laguna de Balsac since exactly 2 weeks. Exactly 2 weeks ago, I set up out there. And then was out there off and on, just staying, swimming, just hiking around, chilling periodically. But I got that nasty email. No, it wasn't nasty. It wasn't even directed at me, but like that whole lecture thing, you know, like,
you better not be,
you need to occupy your tent while you're out there. Like, what does that even mean? Like, what do you got to sit in your tent? No, I'm not sitting in my tent the whole time. I'm not going to do that. I've got stuff to do. I got things to take care of. I got places to be. So I'm not hanging out there. I can't hang during the day when it's like 100 degrees. I'm good. I got plenty on my plate. So I'd been periodically checking in on it, making sure everything's cool. Nobody gave a fuck, right? So we finally, the whole ceremony, this ritual of Naked Man, which is like the nudist equivalent of Burning Man, was this last weekend, which was the whole reason for being, for all, setting up out there, right? And I looked at it as the way it unfolded was brilliant, because Saturday my lady and I decided that she wanted to go. She vehemently, honestly, authentically wanted, like, it's sometimes it's a bit of a trick to get her out there, because it's not ideal conditions. It's, like I said, it's hot. There's just a sea of just naked octogenarians and drunkards. And in the past, you know, like in the last couple of years, it's been a little rowdy, a little out of control because of the lockdown, because they didn't have one for 2020. So it came back with a vengeance on 21. And then, although 21, when I was out there 2 years ago, it was fun. It was a little rowdy. And then last year was kind of chaotic. They had EMTs out there at 3 a.m. just administering Narcan to people. Like, what the fuck's going on? Like, Jesus. But when we went out, so Saturday, I still had to run up to Grass Valley, even though my mom once a month takes a weekend for herself, which is perfect. Like, I'd highly recommend it anyway. And then, I said, well, why don't you come up with me? I just got to run up there and grab the donations. And then we'll stop off. We had to get some more of our allergy season honey out in Shingle Springs or in Cameron Park before we made it out there. Cause she had skipped it. Was it Friday? Yeah, Friday. Cause Friday I took her to work, dropped her off. Kind of in haste, because I got that early morning call. I had to run up into the foothills, and I was using her car. So in a moment of haste, she didn't have time to take her allergy honey, her athletic greens and stuff like that. So I felt a little bad, and she was kind of suffering. And so when I picked her up Friday night after work, she was having a rough go of it. But she had used the rest, there was only a couple teaspoons left of the honey that she was able to kind of administer Friday night. And then into Saturday morning, we just made it a point we had to get back out there to get some more before we made it to Laguna, before we made it to the nudist retreat. So we went up to Grass Valley, took the, you know, got the, picked up, rounded up all the donations, went into Auburn. From there, we, I had to stop by the shop, the Banana Republic shop here, where my car is, to get, I had my pass to get in to Naked Man. And then, from there, we zipped on down to the blood center, dropped off the donations, and then headed up to Shingle Springs, grabbed some honey and about $80 of groceries. My lady's thing is not only the event itself, but like how to accessorize the event, whether it be with clothing, food, knickknacks, accessory, what have you, right? So she just goes hog wild. We go up to this little market where I get this honey is, it's local honey. That's why it's so effective on her allergies. And so we go in there, and there's like, you know, you have places to like get food, sandwiches. It's a regular market. It's a regular grocery store. And so she's off to the races, man. She's ordering sandwiches. She's getting like focaccia bread. She's getting burrata. Like burrata? Like, okay. And balsamic vinegar, sourdough bread. I mean, we had every variety of bread. A lot of bread. And I'm like, great, okay. And from there, we zip on out to... Oh, so then... The story isn't so much, I don't know, isn't as much about the nudist colony version of Burning Man so much as it is my lady's experience there. Because I go there to trip out on the people, and she's one of the people I trip out on. So she's, she owes them a lot of money because she's irresponsible. And so her membership was canceled long ago. But... that being said, we kind of went into like 50s drive-in movie mode, and she jumped in the trunk. Like, we're grown adults, dude. Like, she's hiding in the trunk. I'm driving through hiding in the trunk, right? And but we made it in. There wasn't even anybody in them. Like, they usually have somebody out at the booth checking passes. The moment that the office closed down. Well, the office closed down at 5 on Saturday. For some reason, it's open later on the weekends. I've never quite understood that, but it's open till 4 during the week, open till 5 on the weekends. We saunter through at 10 to 5. And it didn't occur to me, but there's like, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people showing up for this thing, and they're usually quite... They police it quite well because there's people always trying to sneak in. People coming from like all over, like Reno. I've heard stories of people coming all the way from Reno and being turned away because they just decided they'd show up without a reservation pass or anything and just assume they could get in. And we're promptly turned around. Well, enjoy your trip back to Reno, right? Because people come from all over, like literally all over from this bullshit. And, but she hopped in the trunk and I just zipped on through and she's like, you know, we're older. We shouldn't be doing this, but fuck it. It's kind of fun. It's kind of a story. And we made it in and it was immediately I was inundated with booze, like people just coming up to the car just going, here's booze, here's alcohol. Like they just dumped like 6 mini bottles of homemade booze into my accepting arms. I wasn't even going to take my lady's like, hey, you should get it. I'm like, oh, okay. And, but it has the little logo, the 2023 Naked Man. And, there's like a clear, like one looked like was homemade, like, I don't know, maybe a mojito. And the other one was like some kind of harsh kind of whiskey of some sort, man. But, oh, they didn't go down that easy. I couldn't even drink all. I saved a couple just for a knickknack. She didn't drink any. But I knocked back three or four of them, and just enough to kind of give you a nice little, you know, break the edge. And then made our way out to the tent, which had been just engulfed in neighboring tents, neighboring weirdos on all sides of us. Just the party groups coming through, just packs of just people in, like, Indian headdresses and strange outfits and tie-dye and... You know, just the usual suspects, the usual band of crazies, and but the way it looked as though is like showing up to our little tent, it was like it had been pre-staged, set up, just awaiting our arrival. It was brilliant. There was no, like, when we showed up, there was no prep work to do. There was no staging, no setup, no. It was kind of like hillbilly glamping, you know. Which most people just call camping, but I like to refer to it as hillbilly glamping. It's kind of like it's set up for you. All you do is show up, and it's a crappy little funky tent with crappy little funky sleeping bags and, you know, a bag of groceries. And that's what's up. That's how we did it. And it was actually, it was so cool. It almost felt like it was staged for us, you know, like it was set up. Although I would never do, I don't quite understand. Well, I guess I understand the notion of glamping. It just seems like, I don't know, what am I, like a, you know, 19th century fucking British aristocrat that's going into the Congo that, you know, has people carrying my trunks and my gear and my tents and setting up and cooking stuff. No, this is Roseville. Like, I'm not, it looks cool because when they do it, like I say, where we camp periodically out of, Folsom, out of Beals Point, they set up glamping. Like, somebody has the, I don't know. Somebody's out there thinking outside the box. So they rent a space out there, and then they set up this huge canvas tent. And then inside the canvas tent, they put like a double bed with nightstands, and just it's very luxury. Like, so you just show up, and it looks like something out of like a Town and Country magazine, or like Sunset magazine, or some, you know, some fucking thing, right, where you'd see like on some kind of Home Shopping Network bullshit show. And it looks very comfortable. It's not, I'm not invested in it. I'm a minimalist at best, and I'm there to just, I'm not there to hang out in the tent, I guess is the bottom line. But in this essence, it was brilliant. Like, we just showed up, we threw our bag of groceries in there, threw my backpack in there, and it was go time. So we went out to the pool and immediately just, you know, just got to, I was wind down it was a mob scene. I mean, it was just like people. I mean, the pool itself looked like a primordial soup of some sort. It looked like the pool in Caddyshack when all the caddies showed up. You know, we're you know, like at the sign out front says, you know, caddies welcome 1 to 1:15. You know, and but we ran into like a nice couple that. From Woodland out there, we were just chatting with them, Mike and Becky. And they actually told us about it, a couple other, like some hot springs out near their area or up off of Highway 20 out in the kind of like the foothills of before or kind of on the way to Clear Lake. And off the 5, you take the Williams exit off the 5. You go, I guess it's E, it would be east on the 20. And then into the foothills through that little pocket of, I guess you'd call it, it's very small mountain range, but pops you out near Clear Lake. But there's another hot springs out there they were telling us about called Harbin Hot Springs, where they'd, it's literally like hot springs, and it's clothing optional. Governor Jerry Brown used to go. I guess he's been out there. They've got like chefs come out there, like guest chefs that come out and like cook these bomb meals and shit. Like, I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm down. So we had a good little chat with them, and then they swam off. We kind of lingered for a little bit, and then we made our way back and just had a nice evening. It was really chill. It wasn't kind of, it wasn't like, it wasn't really a pent up kind of, you know, just an explosion of just excitement. Like it, I enjoy the buildup. I enjoy watching everybody kind of fight in the course of the week. It's interesting to watch people come in and start setting up this, like, cause some of the stuff gets really elaborate. We talk about all the different, because everybody pays like some kind of like small little homage to this thing, this naked man that they burn Sunday night, and then but it comes in various forms. People usually like half of it's like alcohol based. You know, there's Jello shots, regular shots, fruit salad with a shot of whiskey, whatever. And then there's like guys like that make scones or coffee. Breakfast, bacon and eggs, Jesus, I mean, you name it. And, but they give it all out for free. And, so, it's fun to kind of watch everybody set up their little makeshift little, they're like little facsimiles of a microcosm of like, well, like one guy. The theme this year was Wild West, so this, you know, there's one guy that has the same spot each year, and then he's got like a saloon style door like that he sets up. You walk through, and then you set up to the bar. You order drinks. There's what do you call those? Like misters are all around. They get a little elaborate with it, and then they, but some of it is like not food based, or some guys are giving away clothing, hats. You know, costume jewelry, sunglasses. One guy's giving out bad advice. Like, I'll give you bad advice. And which I think is brilliant. And, a lot of that had kind of simmered down or kind of, by the time we got out there, it was kind of, everybody had kind of shifted into the later stages of the evening, and just kind of nobody's, you know, little packs of energy came, you know, would walk through. We were on the peninsula, so there's a pathway that cuts between this lake. The lake is, it's a decent sized lake, and it's divided by this peninsula, you know, and so the peninsula offers kind of a shortcut from one side of the lake to the other. So you get some foot traffic, and we're like right in the lane there. So we're just watching all these groups walk by. And then, like I say, they're all kind of in different get-ups, costumes, you know, Indian headdresses, just strange, kind of weird, you know, it's Burning Man light, I guess is would be like, you know, what's going on without all the dust of the Black Rock Desert, you know, and just watching these people just perform, just acting, just letting their freak flag fly, getting out of their, you know, their repressed states, right? And then the next, and of course, there's always, you know, you're always kind of stumbling across, like, some character. Like, so the people next to us, whereas, like, the Real Housewives of Wilton or something, or the Real Housewives of El Dorado Hills or some, I don't know. She's like, she was already half in the bag at 7 o'clock when we were talking to her. She's like, if you hear me at night going, Brad, stop it, it'll be okay. Because she didn't want, her husband, Brad, he'd already passed out. He was sawing logs. He was, it sounded like a chainsaw going off. And she was knocking back wine with another woman. And then they ended up, like, they were going to go, they were bombed. And so by the time old Bradley came back around, you know, woke up and was ready to roll, they were, I don't know. They didn't want to. She didn't like her husband, or I don't know. She kind of drank away any kind of feeling for Brad, I think. And Brad was way ahead of her. So, and they were an older couple too. So I don't know. Maybe they're just tired of each other's shit. But they do this, you know, for, I don't know, optics. I don't. Who fucking knows? But he woke up from the dead, and then the two women were about ready to go out for another drink, and then when Brad reared his ugly head, she was like, "God, no, Brad, go to bed. We're going to bed." Like, she was doing everything she could to kind of just not indulge Brad. So. But harmless enough, you know, it takes all kinds. It's a, like I say, it's a free for all. You know, the gays were out there wandering by, the cowboys, the Indians, the hard right, the hard left, the weirdos, the upside down, the freaks, the geeks, all of them. They were all out there, all in full form, full formation. And that's the like I say, it's like an anthropological study. It's semi fascinating just to kind of watch all these people kind of come together and see how it all takes shape. And then we stayed the night, we slept, woke up the next morning, and that was it. It was peaceful. It was beautiful. She was feeding the ducks. This lake's full of, like, turtles and ducks and geese, these asshole geese that just bully everybody, fuck them. And, she was feeding them sourdough bread, and I was just chilling. So, it was really just a relaxing getaway, minus, like, the dust of, like, a Burning Man, or the outlandish, like, over-the-top type all night, you know. There was music and stuff going on the other side of the lake, but again, do your thing, do you, you know, enjoy your time. And then we woke up the next morning, said, all right, you ready to roll? Yep, let's roll. And that was our hillbilly glamping, right? We rolled everything up, threw it in the car, and, just moved on with our lives, kept pressing forward, just keep this, you know. I got back, we stopped off, we picked up some peppers and some tomatoes for some salsa that my lady made in the afternoon. I went out on a little hike, and then I went to work, and she actually, she hung out with me over the weekend. It was great. We were a little fatigued, but that's life, baby. You gotta just, this is, that's just part of the territory, you know? And, I'm back on track. And then last night I just watched all the chaos. I'm moving all the equipment, pushing everything out of this fucking mechanic shop. These fucking, it's like, what the fuck is going on? I don't know what I'm going to do today. I got obligations today, but I don't know. Probably have to rent a car or something. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what takes shape. But Anyway, I hope you all had a good weekend. I hope everything's, I hope this week the road rises to meet you and things go off without a hitch and everything just go with it, man. Just go with it. You know, I don't know. That's all I got. It's the best I got. Just don't let obstacles fucking crap you out, bog you down, slow you down, get in your way, divert your path. I don't know what's going on with my car. I don't know if I'll ever get it back. Who knows? Maybe I'll just put a brick on that accelerator and aim for the closest reservoir. You never know. But that's it. That's all I got for you, y'all. Have a great week. I'll talk at you later. Arrivederci, babies.